Esther. Chapter 6. On that night the king could not sleep, and he commanded to be brought the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity has been bestowed upon Mordecai for this?" Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, "There is nothing done for him." And the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had come into the outer court of the king's house, to ask the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said unto him, "Behold, Haman stands in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in. And the king said unto him, "What shall be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself?" And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal robes be brought which the king has worn, and the horse that the king rides upon, and the royal crown which is set upon his head. And let the robes and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Make haste, and take the robes and the horse, as you have said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew, that sits at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken." Then took Haman the robes and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor." And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hastened to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, "If Mordecai be of the descendants of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him." And while they were yet talking with him, the king's eunuchs came, and hastened to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared.